I and Benno Miller-Hill, who was at that time a postdoc with me, started to work on that problem involving the repressor for the lactose operon and a set of genes involving the metabolism of the sugar lactose. We worked on it because we knew it was a fundamental problem in biology. And the problem that we were attacking was, what is the nature of the product made by one gene that turns off a second one? The answer in those days that we came to was, the product is a protein that goes and binds to DNA and prevents a second gene from functioning. The small molecule of sugar coming into the cell inactivates that protein, makes it release its hold on DNA, and then the genes begin to function. There were only 10 molecules of that protein in a bacterial cell. It was extremely hard to identify. And we did a set of experiments in the middle 60s that actually enabled us to identify that protein. It was the first control protein identified.